from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Garth Brooks once had an alter ego of Chris Gaines.
Yeah.
If you had an alter ego, what would his name be?
Ooh.
I mean, if some people, I would argue, I already, my nickname kind of is an alter ego.
You're Dirt. I'm Swag. Yeah, what? It's kind of an alter ego. What the alter ego's.
Sprague.
I'm Sprague.
Well, that's just your name.
I had a Jordan Watts for a while.
You did. You were Jordan Watts for a good run.
Jordan Watts there for a while.
Want to refresh listeners on why that was created?
I can't. No, I can't. Legally, I am not allowed to. But I actually did have a fake name for a while there. Jordan Watts. Did you get the fruit fly?
I did not get the fruit fly.
God, I hate those things.
Mail sack question. You control the Pac-2's decision. Hmm. Which one are you taking? A Big 12 offer for half share for 5 years? Less travel, more robust power conference, or the ACC at a full share for a decade, more travel, and another conference with a pending collapse?
Big 12, because my half share is probably close to what my ACC share is in total,
yes.
And the Big 12 will at least be in it.
And it will force your basketball program to get serious or not.
I mean, will it, though?
I don't know.
Easy.
Will it?
Easy. We're going international
cool.
route this year.
That Elite Eight run was cool. You guys had that Elite Eight run. That was cool.
Hey, when was your last Elite Eight run?
I don't know. We've been
before
to a
ours.
Been to a Final
Is that
Four.
The Ernie Kent era, maybe?
Hot seat era.
Well, I mean, they got not to really. Went Altman. To a Final Four with Dana Altman.
I don't know if pilot guys should be checking.
Why don't you go ahead and pipe down over there? Why don't you win a conference game, huh? Why don't you both win a conference
Whoa.
Game?
Hey.
And then we'll start talking, huh? Hey. How about that? We're going to do that? You guys want to go win another CBI?
Hey, we at least get to play his team, but that could be dangerous for us. This is the Big 12.
It's not even close.
The Big 12, half share, 5 years.
Even if Florida State and Clemson stayed in the ACC, it's still the Big 12. I would still rather be in that conference.
Me too.
I just, the ACC in
the
West
ACC
Coast.
The ACC feels like what
doesn't make sense.
The Pac-12 was at the end of it.
Right.
It's like it's a dying star.
Yes.
You know, hey, what color is that star in the sky? It's red. Oh, that's not a good indicator that star exists anymore. It's actually it's dying out. If it was a blue hue, then that's a young baby star. That's probably now a prime star.
Yes.
I want prime star.
Give me a prime star. Mail sack question. Your options are a 5-star steakhouse or a 5-star seafood restaurant. Let's assume you're near a known water source.
Okay. So like a Baltimore maybe or a coast.
Sure.
Okay.
Which one are you? I mean, I think it's assuming like
Maui.
You don't want to be a 5-star seafood place in the middle of the country
because
you're like, hey, where's the fish coming from?
Oklahoma City?
Yeah,
good sushi?
Not trusting that. So you're near a body of water that you can get your fish from. Are we going 5-star steakhouse or 5-star seafood restaurant?
As long as it's not in Galveston, that dirty-ass water.
That dirty-ass water down there.
Charles Barkley ended up being right on that.
He absolutely did. They can't even swim down there.
No disrespect, Matt. There are some great seafood joints for sure. I'm just not a seafood guy. I'm gonna go steakhouse here.
Okay,
I will go seafood every day of the week.
I think surprising me with that.
Yeah, I think I go steakhouse. I think I land on steakhouse. I got nothing against seafood. I love seafood. I cook fish all the time.
I can cook a good steak.
That's this is gonna sound a little too braggy. And I'm not certainly saying I'm up there with top steak chef. My wife doesn't like to eat steak at restaurants because she thinks I cook a pretty good steak. So
look
she's
at
like,
"You humble brag."
I know it's a nice little humble brag for me. It's like the sexiest thing about me.
Yeah,
but she's like, it's never really. It doesn't feel worth it.
Yeah, it's a very expensive meal.
Now I will say, my steak is not comparing to some of the upper echelon steakhouses.
Right. No.
Right.
that we have here, but
I still think Eileen's Steakhouse. Like, if I'm at a place, if I could, like, my dream meal is just like, give me like a perfectly cooked steak with like a baked potato. That's all I need.
Who has the better pasta between the two? You know what I mean? They both have a pasta.
You got to have a pasta
option
dish.
There.
You got to have a pasta dish.
So, did you enjoy the shrimp cocktail, the steak more at St. Elmo's?
I enjoyed the steak more.
Because you didn't like the cocktail sauce, right?
Well, I knew what I was getting into. Okay. It brings the heat.
Good spice, yeah.
It is, yeah.
Okay. Millsack question. During the BCS era, college teams played 13 total games a year. You went to a bowl game. With the expansion of the playoff format, a team could now play 16 games. I think it's 17,
I thought it
actually.
Was 17.
Because you do 12 regular season games, conference title game, and then potentially four playoff games.
Yeah, if you
games.
Lose the conference title game but get in, and if you win, on a run, then you're going to only have to play three. But yes. If you lose it but get in and then make the run, it's 17.
17 games. Has the NCAA/BCS, BCS doesn't exist anymore, ever mentioned player safety as they add more games to the college schedule? Who is championing this issue for college student athletes?
I would say,
they don't have a union.
They don't have
yet.
A voice. They don't have a union.
I would also counter, like, even the NFL, though, is absolutely lying to you about caring about player safety.
Nobody cares about player safety. We care about money.
They're adding another game to the regular season. You cannot tell me you care about player safety and you're like, hey, let's go to 18 regular season games.
Now, at least college, I will acknowledge, they do give two bye weeks for everybody. Everybody gets two bye weeks now with this new format, week zero and all that. So at least you got that, but nobody is championing players.
Did you see Jonathan Taylor wearing the soft chrome dome?
In the game.
Yeah. Somebody said, hey, if you have to put a soft helmet on your hard helmet, maybe the hard helmet needs to be reevaluated.
Maybe it's not safe enough. Ask that question. You're asked to cover a fringe sport. Do you pick Bassmasters fishing, darts, bowling, or cornhole? You're hired as a color analyst for the Ojo.
This is the easiest. Send me over to the German beer halls or whatever. I am covering darts. If you've ever seen this stuff in Europe.
Incredibly entertaining.
It's incredibly entertaining. Yeah. It's a zoo.
Now, do you have the chops to be a darts color analyst?
I think so.
You know enough about darts to go in and break it all down.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just got to be able to subtract real fast.
And I can't do that. I'm out.
Who's going to be the funnier athlete to do interviews and cover, though? Because
darts is pretty good.
But remember the fishing thing? The weighted fish?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. The guy's putting weights in their fish.
I feel like the fishermen got a little NASCAR in them. If you saw Joey Logano this week and calling Austin Dillon and chicken ass.
Yeah.
If I get that with some bass, that's chicken ass.
It's chicken ass, man. I think I choose cornhole. Get some redneck
from
Nebraska.
You might get the best quotes from the bass fishermen. I agree there.
Yeah, that's what
I'm
saying.
But I think the whole spectacle of the thing, give me darts
all
the
time.
Well, but also,
I get great crowds in darts. Some of those big darts events are super fun to watch.
Insane.
But I get to go fish. I get to go to the spots before the things
That doesn't do it for
you're
me.
You're calling the Masters? You get to play Augusta beforehand?
You don't think Nance is playing around at Augusta?
Not the week of the tournament.
No. The media round is on Monday. Afterwards, they have the lottery. They have the lottery.
He's played Augusta before. You're not fishing that lake.
I'm fishing that lake.
Take your rod back.
Come on.
Mail sack question. If and when you get a divorce, I love the presumption there.
51%.
We just ain't real good.
Yeah. That's perfect. Oh, I love that. I can't wait to play that for our teams.
Hold on. Give me one more. Was I laughing? Because I just laughed. Was I laughing?
We're good. We just ain't real good.
That's our show.
I tried to clip it. There was a chortle coming. I drilled down pretty close.
You never want a chortle coming.
Can you pair with me for getting Chris Olave and then ending with that tag as like a promo for our
Saints
radio
don't
show?
Have a number one wide receiver. We're good. We're not real
We're just
good.
Not real good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If and when you get a divorce, what fan personality are you living with for 6 months until the divorce goes through?
I wouldn't live with you because I see you every day. I couldn't do the same with Swag. Who Danny would I lives live way too far.
I'd probably choose...
I think I'm going to go Rop.
Rop's a pretty good bet.
So the house is open?
I'm assuming...
And I get...
I think if the divorce is happening, you can't stay in your house. You've been kicked out of your house.
So I'm staying.
You have to go stay somewhere until it's finalized. Everybody's house is open.
So I'm going Rop because Rop will leave me alone.
Yeah, he'll
probably
do his own thing.
Want to talk to me after
playing golf 5 days a week.
He'll be gone.
Yeah.
He's probably got great food situation, probably a real new age kitchen.
Nice spot. He's got to have a nice house.
You know, like a touch screen on his refrigerator.
This is an easy pick. It's Isaac or Souk. Those are the two.
Well, the only reason I would maybe put Souk in it is because I bet you he's got a great toilet situation, like a Japanese auto flusher 3000. It's got a real, there's no toilet paper at his house because it's cleaning your, you know what?
Yes.
That would be a close second, but it's probably going to be Isaac. Also, no kids.
No kids, yeah. You don't have kids running around.
I'm going to have my own kids. Yeah. I'm going to have to go see them because I'm now on every other weekend situation.
You might get roped into one of their random vacations. Like, are you all of a sudden going to San Diego and playing Torrey Pines? Like, when? Okay, fine. I guess I'm here.
Also, he's going to go to Vegas. There's a good chance he gets COVID, so he has to stay in Vegas.
Exactly.
Now I got the house to myself for a week.
Yeah, it's an easy call.
Yeah.
Last one, Millsack for Dirt. How is your dynasty going in NCAA 25? Any natties yet? No natties yet. 4 years in at Georgia Tech. Things are trending in the right direction. We're building. Back-to-back top five recruiting classes. Two college football playoff appearances, although I've lost in the semifinals each time, and in the last semifinal I was in, I played Tennessee, and I threw three pick sixes, including a ceiling pick six, down 31-28.
You started Stetson Bennett?
Did you pull him back? It was the senior quarterback his last game in college, and that was it for him. He did not go out on a high note. Had a very good year for me, but did not go out on a high note. So 4 years in at Georgia Tech.
The gameplay is actually becoming increasingly annoying for some people I'm seeing. And I was talking to my buddy's kid who's really in on this game. And I played it and he whooped my ass. And he was I forget what quarterback he was talking about. But he brought up the quarterback and he said, I hate that guy. And I go, well, why do you hate that guy? And he goes, well, I was playing a game the other day and I got kind of bored. So I just auto-simmed the game. And in the auto-sim, he threw eight picks. And I said, any game that auto-sims eight interceptions has a clear problem with it and needs to fix that system.
I mean, you knew it wasn't going to be perfect. There are a lot of things that you can nitpick about it. I will at least acknowledge that EA Sports, for the gaming nerds out there, they've been relatively aggressive on like patches and trying to fix things. Like, for example, Oregon State fan complained when the game first came out, your new stadium wasn't in the game.
It wasn't a complete stadium.
They have repatched it, so the new stadium is in the game. Oregon's uniforms, the new ones, were not in the game yet. I think that was largely an Oregon thing. They wanted them to wait, but now Oregon's new uniforms are in the game, so they're doing little patches. They're fixing things. There were problems with roughing the punter and kicker penalties that they fixed, so they're showing the willingness to at least acknowledge, okay, this is what the community is saying. Let's try and adjust it. It's also not perfect. It's a video game, and it's not going to be perfect.
Sure.
It's the nostalgia.
I don't own it.
It's enjoyable to play, and four years down at Georgia Tech. We'll start year five sometime this week. See if we got time.
Who's going
to
win a natty first, you on the video game or the real Georgia Tech getting five-star recruits suddenly?
They're booming. It's in Atlanta, man. It's a hop. It's a sleeping giant of the ACC.
It's the Arizona State of the East
Coast. That's what I'm saying, dude. They're in it. They're in the ATL. What are we doing? There you go. Good mail sack questions. Appreciate them every Tuesday at 8:15.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.